This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership in the year ahead. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Mr. Modi received the telephone call from the Prime Minister of Israel. Both leaders identified shared priorities to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust, and a forward-looking vision. They reiterated the zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both countries peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps in big cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of the Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supporting the state.
In Bangladesh, another Hindu youth lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in the Harchagori Bazaar area of the Mahadevpur Upazila. Police said further investigation is underway to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. Sources have said that in the last around 1 month, 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Out of 26, 13 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. Talking to media, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said that cadres, including 7 women, turned themselves in before senior police and CRPF officials under the Pune Margam Rehabilitation Initiative. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has achieved 2 Guinness World Records, laying bituminous concrete on Vanavalu Vanakara Kunta section of the 6-lane Bengaluru Kadapa Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The records include around 29 lane kilometer, the longest distance of the bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez has announced a 7-day period of national mourning following a U.S. military operation in Caracas this past weekend that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Venezuelan government has confirmed the death toll during the operation to at least 56, including 32 Cuban military and police personnel working in Venezuela. Ms. Rodriguez told the state broadcaster that Venezuela is a peaceful country and not at war, but had been aggressed and attacked in the operation. She reiterated that Venezuelan authorities remain in charge of the country's affairs. Cuba has declared 2 days of mourning for its fallen personnel. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said Venezuela's interim authorities will transfer between 30 million to 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States, describing the plan as mutually beneficial for both countries. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch the PSLV C-62 mission on the 12th of this month. In a social media post, ISRO announced that the satellite will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 10:17 a.m. The primary payload of the mission is Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-N1, an imaging satellite developed for strategic purposes by the Defense Research and Development Organization. The mission will also carry 18 co-passenger satellites from various Indian and international users. And that is the end of this news bulletin.